This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Bridget O'Boyle, Branding and Marketing Director for the Alatea English Edition, and today I'd like to introduce you to St. Ignatius of Laconi. Lay brother and revered for his love for the poor, he was a Capuchin Franciscan friar. Venzo Pace was born in Laconi, Italy. The son of a poor family of farmers, he grew up working in the fields. When he was 17, he became gravely ill and promised to become a Franciscan if his life was spared. Although he recovered, his family convinced him to wait, but after he was almost killed when a horse he was riding bolted, he decided it was time to fulfill his promise. He joined the Capuchin friars in Italy and professed his vows as a lay brother in 1722. After working for 15 years weaving cloth for his community, he then began a new form of service as the community's quester, going from house to house begging for food and donations for the friars. This allowed him to begin to serve a broader community, caring for the sick and the poor and helping to reconcile enemies and offering advice and comfort to those who were suffering. St. Ignatius died in Calgary, Italy on May 11, 1781, and was canonized in 1951. Prayer and reflection. I will make your name great so that you will be blessed. I will bless those who bless you, and all the families of the earth will find blessing in you. Genesis 12:2-3. Let us pray. O God, who led St. Ignatius to the height of holiness along paths of humility, innocence, and charity towards others, grant that, by imitating his virtues, we may put charity on earth into practice in deeds and truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. St. Ignatius, pray for us. What a beautiful saint to reflect and pray to on this day, and especially with everything that's going on and lots of headlines in the news recently, just of people who lack humility, who lack charity. And, you know, with St. Ignatius's life and example, just what a beautiful saint to dig into his life, to dig into his readings and his saint quotes more, and to try to reflect him in our daily life.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Cardinal Sarah will deliver the Christendom College commencement address this year. The renowned theologian, author, and defender of Catholic doctrine's address will be live-streamed this Saturday. Cardinal Sarah is the former head of the Vatican's Congregation for Divine Worship and the Sacraments, and he will be the deliverer of the commencement address at Christendom in Front Royal, Virginia. Founded in 1977, Christendom is a Catholic liberal arts college with an enrollment of 539 students. Students study a common curriculum that includes Catholic theology, philosophy, the history and literature of Western civilization, and more. The college explains its mission on the website. Founded in 1977 in response to the devastating blow inflicted on Catholic higher education by the Cultural Revolution which swept across the Americas in 1960, Christendom's goal is to provide a truly Catholic education in fidelity to the magisterium of the Catholic Church, and thereby prepare students for their role as lay apostles to restore all things in Christ. Cardinal Sarah's address will be live-streamed and available for viewing on Christendom's website and YouTube page. He will also receive an honorary doctorate of human letters. The commencement ceremony will begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th. The Diocese of Arlington's Bishop Burbage will join Cardinal Sarah in celebrating the Baccalaureate Mass for graduates on Friday, May 13th.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Recently, Alatea had an exclusive interview with the inspiring life of Planned Parenthood's most wanted pro-lifer. Quote, "We could fill Madison Square Garden with the babies that we have saved," said Chris Slattery, who opened his first crisis pregnancy center in New York City 37 years ago. For most of his adulthood, Chris has been fighting for the lives of the unborn. New York born and reared, with a pugnacious streak in him, Slattery had been involved in fights that have been at times more literal than metaphoric. Consumed by a sense of mission in protecting life, he founded a crisis pregnancy center called Expectant Mother Care in New York City 37 years ago. And at that center, it began to grow into a network of centers called EMC Frontline. He's had to do battle in courts and the halls of government to carry out his saving mission to protect life. After all these years, he still cherishes each individual victory of a woman who was abortion-bound but turned to choose life. He claims that the number of children saved by his frontline network could fill 19,000 seats at Madison Square Garden. Now he faces perhaps the most difficult battle of his life. Last fall, he announced that he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. His doctors told him that he might have 2 to 3 years left to live, and he revealed it in a recent interview. But he plans to continue to fight for life that matters most. "I'm going to die with my boots on," he said. Visit our website for a full edited transcript of his interview. Here are some quotes. "I've had a good, strong walking stick, and if I need it, I will use it for support," he said when he mentioned attending the March for Life. "My first march was in 1980, and I've probably done 90% of them ever since." He was then asked, "When and how did you get into the pro-life movement, and what was it that drew you to this kind of work?" His answer, "I could say that I finally embraced Catholicism after going on a retreat with Opus Dei. I was then introduced to the pro-life movement by a member of Opus Dei and a seminarian. The seminarian is now the New York Auxiliary Bishop, Peter Byrne. He and I and a couple other people do counter-demonstrations in Union Square." Check out alatea.org for the rest of the interview.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Alatea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.